Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Songhai Nation, QT and Songhai here with you on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes: if you're looking for some pro wrestling today, you're in luck. Lots going on. Tonight, WCWO in Indianapolis, Indiana at the Outlaw Arena as usual. All-Star Wrestling with a great big show up in Surrey, British Columbia. RCW in Edmonton, Alberta. PWA in Cheshire, Connecticut. APW in Statesboro, Georgia. PWA in Courtenay, British Columbia. The NWA running in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Tomorrow night, Wrestle Club in Boise, Idaho. OTCW in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. Multi-promotional benefit show including NWWA and SCW, and I believe also Lucha Volcanica, helping out in Bremerton, Washington. Lucha Volcanica also running their own show tomorrow in Seattle. PWA in Calgary, Alberta. OWA in San Diego, California. NLW in Deer Park, New York. ACCW in Hidden Knight, North Carolina. RAPW in Struthers, Ohio. UCW in Salt Lake City, Utah. And the AIWF running in Del Rio, Texas tomorrow night. QT, sounds like a pretty busy week of wrestling, including that big benefit show here locally to help raise funds for the family of the young girls that were involved in a hit and run in Bremerton.
Well, it's one of my top 10 homework assignments or quests in life to make it to a wrestling match in Del Rio. Sign guy, did you know this?
I did not know that.
Yes, I like that name, Del Rio. Wasn't there a professional wrestler, Jack Del Rio?
I'm not familiar with Jack. I know Alberto Del Rio.
Okay, whatever happened to Alberto Del Rio?
Well, last night he lost to Cesaro, I believe.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Well,
yes.
You should have paid attention during SmackDown.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, I was fast asleep. Okay, very good. Yes. Well, sorry, guy. Can you give us an update on how the wedding progress is going for the powerhouse princess, the lovely Lila Lodge, who is due to get married this Sunday to Dash Venture? There was a picture on Facebook of the tent that said proceedings are going to be for the guests, a tent, and there were a whole bunch of steel chairs for the guests to sit on. And I couldn't quite make it out, but it looked like some of those steel chairs had dents in them. Is it true that Dash Venture, in an attempt to cut the overhead, may have pilfered these from various wrestling establishments throughout the Northwest? A chair at a time, a month at a time, bi-monthly, so no promoters would get suspicious. And he's rounded up about 70 chairs, free of charge, to cut his overhead.
That'd be some kind of advanced planning.
Very advanced, yes. But you know, Dash, he attention to detail to cut wedding costs and costs in everyday life events. And I mentioned life events because wedding is one. You know, he's known for his meticulous planning ahead of time. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
How many years do you think he's been putting away chairs?
Oh, well, to collect about 70 chairs, that's going to take about, a wrestling event, a chair every 3 months. I'm just going to say that took him about 5.5 years. Yes.
It's an awfully long time.
Yes, awfully long, but worth it. worth it, I say, yes.
All right, well, I believe our guest has joined us. Let me bring him on right away. And we are joined by the 2015 inductee into the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame, the franchise, Troy Miller. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing at the show today?
Doing very well. It's been a while since we've been able to talk to you here. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about what's been going on lately with the franchise?
The franchise has been a busy, busy man. For those that follow me, you know, on social media, they see that here lately, probably the last, well, it's been over a year, I got into the DJ game. So I've been DJing a lot of parties. The company that I DJ for, we are resident DJs at both casinos here in Indiana, and weddings. And since it's been wedding season, man, we are booked solid. I'm booked all the way up to 2017 in June doing weddings. So wrestling here as of late has, you know, kind of been on the back burner. I've done a few shows here and there, but, you know, it's in my blood. Once you get a taste of that mat and a taste of the business, it's just something that you just can't get out of your system, and I haven't been able to find a way to do it yet.
That's true. 25 years and still going strong. Now, like I said in the introduction, you, of course, the 2015 Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame inductee. You've been a member of a few Hall of Fames in your career. What's it like when you get a call and you're informed that you've been inducted into someone's Hall of Fame?
To be honest, it's a very humbling experience. Some guys, you know, they may take it for granted. They may say, it's just some independent Hall of Fame or whatever. But, you know, I mean, it's just a little appreciation shown back to us for all the hard work and sacrifices that we make to the business and to the fans and for the companies that we work for. To be honored in the Hall of Fame, you know, to me, it really is just, you know, it's humbling. It's a thank you, and it's something that I don't take lightly. I mean, I work hard when I'm on the show, and I give my best every time I go out there, and to be appreciated for that and just have a little something given back to me for my time and my sacrifice, it, you know, I appreciate it.
Now, you entered into the Turmoil Hall of Fame. Already in place were Aaron Bolo from up here in the Pacific Northwest, the late gentleman Jim Chadwick, who is a pretty renowned manager down in Kentucky. And then we also have Stylin' Brian Klass, who is the inductee this year. What's it like sharing a Hall of Fame with those people?
You know, it's a great group of guys to be lumped in together with. When I got the call that I was nominated for the 2015 Hall of Fame, you know, it's Turnbuckle Turmoil is a big deal. I mean, say what you will, but, you know, you guys have been around for a while. You bring quality guests on the show, and, you know, just to be considered for the honor was humbling in itself, you know, and then when you guys, you know, told me that I was the winner of the Hall of Fame award, it just, you know, it solidified it, you know. I felt good about it. I was like, you know what, that's pretty cool. But I want to take this time right now to thank you. I want to thank the listeners and everybody that made it possible.
Definitely our pleasure to have you in the Hall of Fame. Like we said, 25 years and going strong. You're the Hall of Fame member in a few different Hall of Fames. The last few years, you've even trained a few of the up-and-coming wrestlers out in the Midwest. You've seen a lot of the really young, hungry guys in the last 3 or 4 years. In your opinion, who's some of that exceptional young talent that you think is going to carry the load for professional wrestling in the Midwest in the next 2 to 3 years?
Well, you know, here I've been working hands-on pretty much with guys in ICW. It's a home-based promotion here in my hometown, and, you know, I've been fortunate and blessed to have a couple guys come to me, and they want some pointers and stuff like that. They want to know how they can get better. Right now there's a guy who's got the ICW Heavyweight Championship. His name is Winnick King, and if you haven't seen me or his matches that we've had the last year, this kid, he's only been wrestling for 2 years, and I mean, it's amazing how far advanced he has become. And just, I mean, he learns something every time he goes out there, and he walks away a better performer because of it. And he's right there, you know. I mean, the sky's the limit. The guy's got a good look to him. He has a good style. He's fearless in the ring, and I mean, his potential is untapped. He can be whatever he wants to be and go as far as he wants to go, as far as I'm concerned. There's another guy, an ICW named Johnny Plex. He's been wrestling about the same amount of time, and he's a second-generation wrestler. He is another guy that, I mean, he's going down there and on Friday nights, you know, and he's putting the time in with Don Basher at WCWO. They might not draw the biggest houses down there, but he's working hard, and he's learning, and he's putting the time in the ring, and he wants to get better, and that's the only way you're going to get better is to put the time in and do it. And those two guys right there, I mean, they're guys you're going to have to really watch out for here in the future, because it's just untapped potential that, you know, once they really grab a hold of it, give them a few more years. You know, when they've been wrestling about 5 years or so, I believe that, you know, the sky's the limit for either one of them guys.
Can we get confirmation or denial that Johnny Plex's middle name is Sue?
It could be. It could very well be. I'll have to ask him, but I imagine this is close to it.
If it's not, I'm going to shed a tear for that kid, because it should be. Now, one of the things that you've struggled with the last few years, of course, as most people know, the knees have been an issue. You're a member of Team Bad Knees. How are the knees currently feeling, and do you think that they've gotten better in the last couple of years?
Definitely time away from the ring has helped. My right knee is pretty good. My left knee has been bad, I don't know, for as long as I can remember. After a match, you know, I can definitely feel it, and, you know, I'm north of 40 now, so, you know, after a match, my knee is not feeling the greatest. So, you know, it's still something, you know, 20 years down the line, we may be looking at something there. But right now, you know, time away from the ring and everything, I feel pretty good. I feel like I could go out there today and put on a 5-star match. But, you know, I never, you know, that's the thing, though. When I go to the ring, you're not going to know if I'm in pain, if I'm hurt or not. I'm going to give you everything I got, and I'll deal with the consequences later. That's just the way I've always done things.
Now, if you today were able to get into a time machine and go back to, let's say, 1991, and you went up to the top rope Troy Miller that existed then, what advice would you give him to perhaps be able to save the knees a little bit?
Advice I would give him, I really don't think I would change anything, because career, I mean, if I watch the matches now, I cringe, because psychology-wise, there was none there. But at that point in life and in my career, I did what I had to do to get myself noticed. So I'm not going to – I would go back there and I would just tell myself, you know, push harder. I would really tell myself, you know, you can do more, push harder, because, you know, it's just like, I mean, once you do it, you get your name out there. So, and now in this day age with the internet and everything, I mean, we didn't have internet back then. I mean, who knows? But yeah, I definitely would have told myself to push even harder, because, I mean, who knows where I'd have been at today.
We're at the point in the show now where we have a little game we like to play called Word Association. You've done this before. I'll throw out the names of some people.
I usually fail horribly because I can't just I just can't put one word with what you give me usually. So I'll do my best.
We'll give it a shot. The last time you did pretty well. All right, here we go. Casey Carlisle.
See, you start right off with Casey, and I would say Casey Carlisle. You think champion? There we go. I'll keep it just like that. You think champion?
Gregory Iron.
Hero.
Diamond Dan Garza.
The legend.
Sean Casey.
Livewire.
Sean Cook.
Technician.
Sean Kemp.
He's tough. Tough man.
Austin James.
He's always wiry, so I'll go with wiry. He's always wiry in the ring.
Lila Lodge.
Powerhouse.
Chavo Guerrero Sr.
Oh, 5,000 things flooded my mind, but let's go with legend.
My last one, Dylan Bostic.
Future. He's another guy. He's the future of the business. I mean, to think that the kid is only what? He's 23, 24 now. And how much experience does he have under his belt? He can do anything. I mean, kid's the future.
I believe yesterday marked his 9th year in the business.
Wow. It's amazing.
Much to the chagrin to everyone in the business that suddenly realize he's been around that long. But to be fair, he started when he was roughly 6.
Yeah, pretty much.
The only man I know that was 18 for 9 consecutive years. Now, one of the promotions that was around when you were just a few years into your career, one of the cult favorites on YouTube and for people that were around in the Midwest at that time, Pro Wrestling International, the old PWI promotion, had television in Indianapolis. They had a treasure trove of talent. There was so much talent in that promotion. Major stars, guys that went on to become major stars, guys that carried the business for the region. What are your fondest memories of having worked at PWI?
Those were the best years I ever had in the business. I worked with the most people. I learned so much. I mean, there was a who's who in the locker room. You had guys like Tracy Smothers. You had guys that just were local stars. You had guys that were new and coming up. That, you know, I had experience over and I could lead through a match, and that's when I was really, you know, coming into my own with my own style, and you know, I felt comfortable in the ring, and it was just the best time. I was young, I wasn't afraid to do anything. I would take any bump that a guy wanted to give me, and I would fly anywhere in the arena that would allow me to. So it was I look back on those days very fondly, and those were the best time I ever had in the business. The most fun, the most learned. It was tremendous, tremendous.
And no, were you there the night that Ian Rotten's match got thrown out by the building owner?
Yes, I was there. I think I wrestled Ian Rotten in the. I think that was the same night that I wrestled Ian in like the pre. It was like his pre-match, you know, building him up before they showed the match with him and Pondo the next week. So.
Now, is that the craziest match that you ever witnessed live and in person?
I've seen them two go at it a few different times, and every time that I've seen them, both Pondo and Ian, they are both crazy. So, yeah, I think those were the wildest matches. Now, there were times when, you know, I've seen the original Sheik, and I've seen Sabu, and I've seen Igor. I can't think of his last name, but he was a crazy madman back then. And I've seen Pondo wrestle several different guys, but him and Ian, every time they got together, it was mayhem, and it was crazy.
Absolutely. What made me cringe was when I walk into a locker room with Madman Pondo in it, and the first thing he does is jump up and beg me not to get hurt. It's a little disconcerting.
I can see where he's coming from.
I guess my legend had reached Pondo. I knew I made it.
Yep. We all thought you were dead. We all thought you were dead, sign guy.
That's true, but I was trying to finish the show. That often gets overlooked. I was trying to sneak right back in there. I had a couple more segments to do.
Yeah. Had to get your stuff in, I know.
I tried. Now, we have one more game on this show. I think might be perfect for you. There's no wrong or right. It's strictly an opinion-based game. We call it Fact or Crap. I'm going to give you an urban legend that's been in the wrestling business for a while. And just based on what you know of the business, things you've seen and heard, you tell me if you think it's a fact or if it's just a crap urban legend that's been floating around locker rooms. Are you prepared to play?
Let's go for it.
The urban legend is the Iron Sheik was contacted by Vern Gagne to break the leg of Hulk Hogan and take the WWF title to Minnesota.
From everything that I have read and heard, and even the Sheik will tell you that that was a fact. That was the plan. Greg Gagne, I think it was, well, not Greg, but Vern, I think Vern offered to pay him $1 million. Was that what you've heard? To do that to Hulk Hogan, break his leg, and bring the belt back to the AWA?
That was the word on the street, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've heard, but at the time, the Iron Sheik had too much respect for Vince McMahon Sr., and he would not do it.
All right, so we'll go with fact on that one. All right.
I believe he could have done that if he'd have chose to.
He wouldn't have been the first person in the business to have done it.
No, not at all.
I believe his first day of training, his leg was broken by a Hiro Matsuda. Well, it's this point in time, QT is with us, and QT also has some questions, so I'm going to pass things right along to him.
All right.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Troy.
How you doing, QT?
Oh, I'm doing well, doing fine. Troy, I saw your dad, Dale Miller, on a Facebook page, I guess. It was yours. And he was standing next to a blue muscle car. I can tell it was a blue muscle car because the back window is boarded by chrome and the top of the car is the same metal as the hood and the body. Do you know if this was a 72 Impala?
I'm sorry to inform you, but that is a 66 Super Sport Nova.
Oh, Super Sport Nova. Okay. My second guess was like a Belvedere. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he owns that car, and he also owns a 63 Super Sport convertible.
Wow. Can I ask you what size engine he had underneath that hood?
The 66 has a 327, 350 horse, and the 63, it is just a six-cylinder. So he has a 380 to drop into it, but he's got so many compliments on it that he hasn't done that, and it's the V6, and everybody, you know, really thinks it's cool that he's left it alone. So he's really not sure if he's going to drop 380 in it or not.
Wow, okay. All right, very nice. Okay. All right. Well, Troy, I saw your YouTube video called Troy Miller Challenges Zach Gallen at Pro Wrestling. My question is, how long of a time passed till you heard back from Zach Gallen for the Goshen, Indiana Showdown? Was it 13 hours and 55 minutes?
It may have been. And it was sad because that match got canceled. I was heartbroken.
Zach
is somebody that I've wanted to get in the ring with for many years. And it somehow, I mean, I don't remember what happened exactly, but the Goshen match never happened. But Zach did come to Indiana. He came to ICW in Marion, and we did have a one-on-one match. So we finally got that done. I marked one off the bucket list. It was amazing.
Now, that was quite the red door that you were standing next to.
Yes,
that's the thing that
was
quite a video. yes. That was the thing that was most impressive about that video. That's what, in my opinion. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to plunge right into this and bring on our segment of the show called Bring On the Choice and Bring On the Funk. You're given two choices of subject matter, and you'll have to make a decision. You're going to try to make it in very fast time with little thinking. Yes, you're going based on emotion out here. So when you're confronted with these two choices, you're pretty much shooting from the hip and your heart, not from your brain.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay. Randy Orton or Rey Mysterio?
Randy Orton or Rey Mysterio? Let's go Rey Mysterio.
Okay. Lou Fez or Harley Race?
Race.
Okay. Mick Foley or Kurt Hennig?
Foley.
Alaskan Copper River Salmon or Dairy Queen Blizzard?
The Blizzard.
Oh, okay. Dusty Rhodes or Eddie Guerrero?
Oh, my gosh. That one's super tough. Dusty.
All right. Now, will your dad ever purchase an automobile like Eddie Guerrero's lowrider that he drove to the ring?
He actually used to have an Impala, so, yeah, he probably would.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right, Leapin' Lanny Poffo or Superfly Jimmy Snuka?
Poffo.
All right, Chris Jericho or Roddy Piper?
Jericho.
Okay, George Carlin or Robin Williams?
Carlin.
Ricky Steamboat or Gorilla Monsoon?
Steamboat.
Okay, and now I'm going to pause or bring on the choice, bring on the funk to ask this question. Troy, have you heard any truth to the rumors that Dave the Beast Barnett was under contract to deliver the wedding dress to be worn this Sunday by the powerhouse princess, the lovely Lila Lodge, and in her wedding to Dash Venture, but this contract was void when Dave the Beast Barnett was underbid, and Lila Lodge chose a cheaper Northwest bridal shop to cut out the shipping costs that would have occurred should Dave the Beast Barnett have shipped this wedding dress?
Huh. I have not heard that, but I will say that it is probably true.
Oh, okay. Just, well, you have to get confirmation from Dave the Beast Barnett. Yes. He was just getting into the bridal dress wedding shipping industry. Yes. I don't know if he spun it from silk that he collected himself. I don't know about that. Okay. If you could clear that up for us, I'd appreciate that. Yes.
I will do. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. All right. To continue, bench press or dumbbell fly?
The bench press.
Okay. Is it true that you could bench press 190 pounds when you were a sophomore in high school? Are there any truth to those rumors?
Those are true.
Wow. Gee whiz. Okay. Ooh. All right. Okay. The Simpsons or Futurama? Is it true your favorite character is Principal Skinner?
That is not true.
Oh, okay. Can we ask who your favorite character is?
I would say Homer.
Homer, okay, very good. Or is it true that the dog's name is Snowball?
I do not have a dog.
Oh, then no, the Simpsons dog.
Oh, the Simpsons dog. It could be. It can very well be.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do my homework assignment. Okay, very good. All right, Family Guy or South Park?
Oh, South Park.
All right. The Silence of the Lambs or Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. Schindler's List or The Godfather? Shawshank Redemption or The Green Mile?
Shawshank.
Die Hard or The Terminator? Original.
Die Hard.
Okay. Monty Python and the Holy Grail or Animal House?
The Holy Grail.
Oh, okay. Now, speaking of the Holy Grail, if you were trying to cross the Bridge of Death and Drew Skills was the keeper of the Bridge of Death, could you answer all three of his questions to avoid being cast into the Gorge of Eternal Peril?
I'm not sure. I bet Drew has some pretty good questions, so I'm not sure I could do that. And if I did think I was right, he would probably lie and throw me off the bridge anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Let me see. Samoa Joe or Arn Anderson?
Double A.
Okay. Jeff Hardy or The Big Show?
Jeff Hardy.
Rob Van Dam or Jerry Lawler?
The King.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let's see. Did I have Big Show? Let's see. Well, I don't know. Did I give you a Big Show one?
Yeah, Big Show and Jeff Hardy.
Oh, okay. Now, speaking of the Big Show, did you see his Monday Night Raw appearance on SmackDown where he appeared with Pee Wee Herman in a wrestling ring and they tormented The Miz?
I believe I missed that one.
Oh, okay. Well, the Big Show comes to the rescue of Pee Wee Herman, who tells The Miz to not piss off the pee. And The Miz was having a bad time with Pee Wee Herman because, of course, they had this secret word. And every time The Miz would try to scold Pee Wee or threaten him, the secret word would appear. Like The Miz would say, I want you to get out of my ring. And then the secret word would appear, and the whole crowd would erupt. And he was getting very frustrated.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I'll have to check that out.
Oh, good. Yes, it's very good. It's not often that you see the Big Show in a Pee Wee Herman outfit.
No.
All right. Well, Fozzie Bear or Professor Honeydew?
Fozzie Bear.
All right. Well, that concludes Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Okay. Very good. There was no pass or fail grade on this. Yes. Sign guy wanted
good
to
deal.
Install one, but okay.
That's a good deal.
All right. Well, Troy, what are some of the business lessons in general that you have learned over the years at Hoosier Pro Wrestling that you have been able to transfer over to your DJing business? Did Jerry Wilson give you any business advice?
Make sure your boots are always tied tight and speak clearly into the microphone.
Oh, wow. All right. Speak. Okay, very good. That's okay. All right. Well, you are always mentioned in Sign Guy's Sign of the Times. Is it true that one of your favorite Sign of the Times is the one where a signed Devo album makes its appearance several times off to Sign Guy's right side, the signed Devo album?
The Devo album, that's one of my favorites, but my very favorite is the Undisclosed Brick Wall.
Oh! All right, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners a little bit in general about this episode that our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners might not be too familiar with this?
I believe it's episode 100.
Now, is this where a drunk squirrel makes his appearance?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. At any time did Sign Guy try to scale this wall?
I don't think he did, but I wouldn't put it past him. Maybe off point.
Okay. Were there any undisclosed flights of birds flying overhead that Sign Guy suddenly pointed out and made it clear that Dave Barnett should watch the overhead flight of birds?
I did not see that either.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, did you get any Casey Carlisle gifts for Father's Day? And if so, was it the photo of her graduating from her hot nurse school or the one where she's holding the pillow?
Sadly, I did not get either.
Oh, that's pretty sad, yes. Oh, no. Okay. All right, no Casey Carlisle merchandise. Okay.
No.
Troy, how many Marshall amps or Pee Wee amps do you have to haul around for your DJing gigs? And are you going to be DJing for any upcoming Halloween gigs for children?
Well, we do not use any kind of TV or Marshall amps. All my speakers are powered. So all my speakers are powered, so I don't have to do that, but yeah, we use JBL speakers pretty much. They're powered, so it works pretty good.
Wow, okay. All right. Very nice. All right. Well, Troy, I'd like to read you a little insert from the book Body Slams. That was loaned to me from the Sign Guy, and I got to give back this Sunday at the wedding. It's It's a book called Body Slams by Gary Michael Capetta, former WWF and WCW announcer. And this is from page, let me sit down. What is it? I got to get my bifocals on. Oh, yeah, 91. Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
While I expected McMahon to dismiss me the morning after my Pro Wrestling USA debut, that was not to be the case. Oddly enough, Monsoon continued to call me to MC at charity events and to announce at the WWF's own monthly Meadowlands shows. I never understood why Vince didn't fire me on the spot. He certainly knew that I worked the rival show since it was his practice to send spies to scout his competitors whenever they raided his home turf. But neither McMahon nor Monsoon said a word about my working for Crockett and Gagne. So without anyone objecting to my participation at the rival shows, I continued to work for both companies. As it turned out, it was my decision to disassociate myself from the WWF that terminated our 11-year relationship. I was uncomfortable proclaiming the superiority of the wrestlers who worked for Pro Wrestling USA one week and the virtues of the WWF the next. I began to feel that my appearances at the Meadowlands for both organizations compromised my credibility. At all of the live shows, I was the promotion spokesman. I broke the bad news to the fans when a headliner didn't show up, delivering fabricated explanations in a convincing manner. I set the stage for main events with exciting build-ups and lent realism to the show by establishing a tone of sorrow when an injured babyface was carried from the ring. I was the approachable figurehead who tempered the fans' anger when they felt the need to voice a complaint. I knew that my believability as a performer was my most marketable attribute. My announcing style and mannerisms could be imitated, but the years of trust I had developed with the fans were uniquely mine, and it was the most valued distinction I needed to preserve. That was from page 91 of Body Slams, Gary Michael Capetta.
Cool. I always liked him. Yes. He's one of my favorite announcers.
Oh, wow. Now here's a question. Did you have a chance to meet him at all?
Never have.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Well, hopefully you'll be able to do so. Another question. Did you have a chance to meet Roddy Piper before he passed away?
Sadly, no. I was going to go hang out with the Bearded Wonder, Zane Paisley. You know, he's a friend of the show. He was down at the comic convention, and Piper was down there, and I had the opportunity to go down and hang out with him for the day, but I had a prior engagement, couldn't do it, and then shortly thereafter, you know, another one bites the dust.
Yes, Zane Paisley. Now, are there any truth to the rumors that Zane Paisley is starting up a ZZ Top tribute band? Any truth to the rumors?
It could be. I hear Rex Sharp is going to help him out with that as well.
Oh, wow. Rex Sharp and Zane Paisley. Oh, wow. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, when was the last time you were...
Rex shaved his beard, though, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do there. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Oh, okay. Well, boy, maybe Rex in that ZZ Top incarnation band, he could be the drummer, because in the true ZZ Top band, the drummer's name is Beard, but I don't think he has one.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy. Yes.
Awesome, QT. Always good talking to you.
Yes, very good. Yes.
Well, here's something for you, Troy. Let's see if you get this. Do you know which professional wrestling official is related to the ZZ Top drummer, Frank Beard?
Oh, my goodness. I know this, but it slipped my mind. I can't spit his name out. Clock's ticking. Go ahead.
NWA senior official James Beard.
Wow, there you go. Did not know
there,
that.
There, I believe,
I
first
more along the line with somebody else. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Now, Troy, like we were talking earlier, you've done a little bit of training now for some of the young guys coming up. Do you have any particular philosophy when it comes to training potential professional wrestlers?
I mean, I can pretty much look at somebody and see if they have any athletic bone in their body. I really don't like to judge a book by a cover, because if that was the case, I probably wouldn't be in the business today. Because when I started, if you looked at me and, you know, I don't, when Cousin Bubba said he would train me, I don't know what he was thinking, to be honest. Because, I mean, I'm not tall. I was 5'5", 5'6", then 120. I don't know. But I give everybody pretty much of a chance. I like to, you know, get them in there and let them roll around, let them get a feel of the ropes, get a feel of the mat. And then, you know, we'll go from there. But I would never waste anybody's time. So, I just want to see if they, and 9 chances out of 10, if you're a wrestling fan, like a diehard wrestler, if you're a guy that just sits on the couch, I can do that. I mean, that's going to show when you get through the ropes. But if you're a fan of the business, you already know what. I mean, you're pretty much you've been doing these moves for years. You know how to do. You know how to apply holds. You know how to take a bump. So if you get in the ring and you've already, you know, I mean, that's the kind of guys I really like to work with. That's how Lennox King was. You know, he came to me, said he wanted to be a wrestler. Said he's wanted to be a wrestler since he was a kid. You know, I've heard this before. The guy has a good look to him too. He's got a build, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. And then, you know, when he got in the ring, you know, he just needed to be guided properly. But it's like the fundamentals were already there. So somebody that just needs to be guided in the right direction, that's perfect for me.
One of the jobs that is sort of a very thankless job in professional wrestling but has to be done is the job of booker. Have you ever held a booking position with any company?
No, I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't like to be a booker and be active at the same time because, you know, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to push my friends. I'm going to push, you know. A lot of times that's good. Sometimes it's bad. It can create bad morale in the locker room, especially if you're still actively working. So I've never done that. I mean, sure, I throw out my ideas here and there when I have one that I think is good. And usually I try to give it to somebody else. I don't just come up with stuff for me. But as far as being a booker, I wouldn't want to do that unless I was not participating at all.
On a similar vein as that, have you ever considered opening up your own company at any point in time?
Heck no, man. I've seen too many things firsthand go wrong, and you know what? I don't want that headache. I just want to show up and do my job and leave. When you're a booker, your job is never done, pretty much, you know. So I don't want to do that. If I was, you know, if you own a promotion, let's say, your job's never done. There's always something to do, something that can be worked on, something to improve. Promoting the show, you know, I mean, every aspect of it, it's a headache I don't want.
Now, can you tell the listeners who are some of your favorite referees out there right now that you think should get more work and should be utilized more? Because oftentimes the referees are the ones that get overlooked and their importance to the show not always appreciated by promoters and or bookers.
Well, here in Indiana, we don't really have that problem because there's a handful of referees that are really good, and everybody knows that, you know, they're not going to screw up the finish. They're going to be right in position every time. Not everybody's as good a referee as Sign Guy. You know, you're Kevin Sullivan's favorite referee. That sets you up on a whole nother level. But here in Indiana, you know, we got a core group of dudes that are really good. One comes to mind right off the bat is referee Russ Kimmel. He's always in position, always where he needs to be. You know, guys like that. I mean, and they get to work. So it's just proven track record. I mean, I don't work a lot of these little backyard shows anymore. You know, I work on shows that are pretty much run professionally and you know, higher tier shows with you know, a lot of, you know, the top indie talent along with the top stars from yesterday. So they don't want a guy in there that sucks. So the referees that I usually work with are all pretty good.
Now, speaking of Kevin Sullivan, I know in his closet there is a franchise Troy Miller t-shirt. How's it feel when you have guys of his stature in this business walking around wearing one of your t-shirts?
Dude, it feels pretty good. I mean, Kevin Sullivan is a guy that I've always looked up to in the business because, just like me, he wasn't the tallest guy, but he brought it every time he went out there. You know, he never looked at his height when he was putting the boot to somebody because, I mean, he was like a pit bull, and he, you know, when he said something, you believed he was going to do it because it's in the ring. And that's something that, you know, I've always looked at and, you know, part of my style that I've taken from Kevin Sullivan because just being a shorter guy in the business, you know, like, Kevin Sullivan's the man, dude. I would just love someday to just share the ring with him. You know, I've always wanted close pictures, you know, maybe having him come into Indiana or something and being tag team partners with Kevin, you know, just trying to get a run for the belt, something like that, you know, just one last run. Being Kevin Sullivan, that would be... That would be my dream scenario.
He does like to travel. I'm just going to put that out there.
And I hear, so, you know, I'm not going to say it's never going to happen, but, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, I have in the back of my mind that would just be amazing.
Well, we should definitely work on getting that done then, because I think that's an attainable goal.
Sounds good to me, brother.
Hey, Sign, if I could cut in, I forgot to ask Troy an important question. Can I elbow my way in?
I'll make the tag.
Oh, okay. Troy, was your grandmother a big Chicago Cubs fan? And who was her favorite pro wrestler? Was her favorite, I'm going to guess it might have been Curt Hennig.
Well, be honest, my grandmother... She tolerated the Cubs. My grandfather was the Cubs fan, so every time I was over at the house, the Cubs was playing. Grandma really didn't pay too much attention to the TV, I don't think. So that was just something me and my grandfather did. And as for wrestling, she really didn't care for wrestling either, so can't help you out there. I wouldn't know. If I had to guess, I would be her favorite wrestler, but she really didn't care for me doing it.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, Troy, one other aspect of the business that often isn't really fully appreciated by the promoters or the bookers, it should be definitely because it's an extremely important piece of the entire presentation of a show. That being the ring announcer, who are some of the better ring announcers out there that you think promoters should try to actively bring onto their cards?
The bearded wonder, Zane Paisley, of course. I mean,
there you go.
Right,
he's announced me before.
I know. He's at the top of the list. And it's what, I mean, Zane is just a good dude. Ever since, you know, I know the show that I met him on, but I can't remember the year that I met him on. And him and his brother were just cool dudes. And I mean, it's like you have guys that are marks, but then you have guys that are, you know, truly just fans of the business. And Zane, he knows the difference between being a mark and being a fan. And he's just a good dude. I mean, just he's fun to be around. I really just can't say enough good things about him. He's just a good dude. He's somebody that, you know, I'm just happy and blessed to consider him one of my friends.
True story. His mother flew all the way from Florida to Indianapolis to go to 1151 South Kentucky Avenue at the Outlaw Arena to get my autograph.
There you go. And so what can be said about Zane's mom? I mean, she's got to be one of the greatest. She's got to be Mother of the Year.
She's probably up there, yeah. We'll just pretend you said she's number two next to Miss Eliz.
We got to nominate her for 2017 Hall of Fame.
There we go. We got our first nomination.
Wow. Hey. Yes.
All right, well, Troy, we got a few minutes left on the show today, so I want to give that time to you. You know the drill. Anything you want to plug or promote, go for it. Anything you want to say to the listeners, it's all yours.
All right, let's do this. So, guys, My wrestling dates have really, really been taking a hit here lately, but you will see me at ICW whenever I can be there. You will see me at Heroes and Legends as I will return to face Shockwave the Robot. You guys know the story from last time.
I remember
a
that.
A lot of bad blood. A lot of bad blood there. So me and Shockwave, you know, one more time. I'm definitely going to get the W this time. I can feel it in my bones. As far as, you know, all your entertainment needs, you need a sound system. You need somebody that can speak on the microphone. You need announcements done. You just need background music. You play in a wedding. You have a party. Whatever the event, DJSoundSolution.com. Book with us immediately because we definitely book up quick. Like I said, I have weddings all the way till June next year. So you guys just, you know, try to find us on the web. Book us quick. There's another website, libertyfamily.org. It's a great website. Go to that. Keep you motivated. It will definitely give you, it'll bring some good to your life. There's devotions on there. There's people on there you can talk to that care. It's just something to definitely check out, something that I believe in. So, yeah, you know, plus I'm on Instagram, 1974 Superstar, Twitter, Troy Miller Brand, and you can find me on Facebook. So, there you have it, guys.
All right, well, Troy, as usual, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on here. I will write down Dane Peasley's mother for nomination for 2017 Hall of Fame induction. Fans, definitely get out there. When Troy's on a show, check it out. If you need someone to DJ your wedding, give him some consideration. Excellent at what he does. We will be back with you Sunday afternoon. It's Podcasters Day. Podcast hosts from all over the land coming together to talk about that aspect of the business. Should be a very, very interesting time on Sunday. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.